The Kindergarten Dav Masechta Shavuos Dav Yud begins 17 lines down with the top of the Yomit, where the Gemara continues to explain the halacha of a Mishnah which opened up this Masechta. There were so far two different opinions that the Gemara had quoted from the Mishnah. One was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who differentiated regarding the different types of kaparos of Tumas Mikdash Hakadosh. We know the halacha of Karbanoi Levi Yerid, which is when Zidiyah B'tchila, and then there's a Halama, and then Zidiyah B'saif, that's the Karbanoi Levi Yerid. If someone has Yedi B'tchila and no Yedi B'saif, that's the Karban Hasar Hanasa B'fnim, atones for. If there was no Yedi B'tchila and Yedi B'saif, Hasar Hanasa B'chutz atones for. And then, what does Regalim and Rish Chodesh atone for? Says the Yehuda, they both atone for when there's no Yedi B'tchila and no Yedi B'saif. On that came Rib Shimon and said that, no, that's what Regalim atones for. Rish Chodesh atones if the person was Tahar, who ate the carbon that's Tamei, that's what Rish Chodesh is Mechapa for. Third opinion the Gemishter quoted, our Gemara quotes Rav Meir, he says, actually, call us Se'irim Kaparas and Shav V'chul, actually, all the Se'irim, meaning the Sar Hanasa B'chutz on Yom Kippur, the Se'irim HaRugalim, and the Se'irish Chodashim, he says, they all atone for the same thing of Tumas Mikdash Chodashim. Not like the previous Tanaim, who differentiated and said that this is for that and that is for this, he holds they all atone for all the same things. So that the Gemara says, Amr B'cham B'chanin, says, my time Rav Meir, what's the reason of Rav Meir? Seemingly, the previous Tanaim, whichever opinion you go like, are correct that each one has their own unique kapara in regards to Tumas Mikdash Hakadoshav, or let's say Rish Chodesh regards to Atar Sha'achal Tamei. Where does Rav Meir get it that all of them are atoning for what each one atones for? So on that he explains, and we quoted this opinion of Reb Chaim Chanin a few times previously in the Dafim. Amakro, he says, because the pasuk when it says about, when it talks about the sar that's brought on Shabbos and Rish Chodesh and Yom Tovim, so it goes through the in the parasha over there, it could have said sa'ir by each one, because each one is independent and unique. But rather it says v'sa'ir, it says what's known as the vav hachibur. The vav is and, it connects to the previous parasha, hukshu kol ha'se'irim zeh l'zeh. So all the se'irim that are all mentioned over there, Rish Chodesh and the Yom Kippur, which is done on the outside, and that of the Regalim, they all compared. Vav, Moitzav Alon Yerisha, because the Vav adds on to what is said previously. So therefore, they're all compared one to the other, so they're all going to atone for what all of them are going to atone for. So the Gemara asks, Kasal Gedaitach, you would have thought to say, which is what the Gemara is questioning, Kol Chad V'Chad Michavri Gamar. Each one is learning out from the one right next to it. Meaning Pesach is near the Karban of Rish Chodesh. So it learns out from Rish Chodesh, that just like Rish Chodesh, because as Rashi explains, Rav Meir would hold like Rav Shimon, that Rish Chodesh atones for a tar person that eats Tamei, so too Pesach atones for that same thing. And Sukkot, which is no Yom Kippurim, would learn out for Yom Kippurim, where when there's no Yedi B'Tchila, but there is Yedi B'Saif. And Yom Kippurim would learn out from Sukkot, for when there's no Yedi, not in the beginning and not in the end, which is what Regalim are for. And then each one is learning a one from the other, each one from the one near it, the one before it from the one afterwards, the one afterwards from the one before it. And therefore, when you end up mishing and mashing all of the cases, they're all going to be learning a one from the other. They're all going to have all the atonements that each one has, as we'll see later on, except for the Sar Hanasa B'Fnim, which does not have that same halacha. But everything, when there's no Yedi B'Tchila or B'Saif, or when it's a Tar Shachal as a Tamei, or when there is Yedi B'Saif but no Yedi B'Tchila, regarding that case, that's where each one of these atonements are going to work for all of them, for Rish Chodesh, for Golem, and the Sar Hanasa B'Chutz. But on that, the question is, but Rabbi Yechim Yechim said, Kol Tera Kula, Lemeidin Lamed Milamad. Everywhere else in the Torah, we could learn out a derivative from a derivative. Meaning, in regards to Halachas of Hekesh, because that's what we're describing over here, we're describing Halach of Hekesh, which is when you have a Pasuk or a Parsha near another one, so the Torah is equating them, because that's why there's in the proximity. So in all of Torah, you could do that, where if let's say we're learning out Yom Kippur from Sukkot, so then we could learn out Rish Chodesh or Pesach from Yom Kippur, we could learn out one from the other, because even though we learned out from one from the other, but the halacha is chutz mikadoshim, except for the halachas of kadoshim, which is what we're describing. She'ein lamedin lamim milamad. You cannot learn out a derivative from a derivative. So how can you say that the way we know each one is only from the one near it, because the vav connects it to the one before it, and that one now that it learns it from the one after it, now it could go teach the one before it, but you can't do that. Because if each one is learning from the one next to it, and that's how it goes like a train, each one connecting and then learning and teaching the other one afterwards, that's called laman min alaman. You can't do that with the halacha of hekesh in regards to halachas of kadoshim. And that the Gemara explains, no halakasha is not difficult because kulu mikama gamri. What we're describing over here in the Gemara is they're all learning out from the first one that says the halacha. For example, like that of Rish Chaydish, regarding the halacha of a tar that eats a tameh, that the sar of Rish Chaydish atones for that. They're all learning out from Rish Chaydish, not from the one before. They all, because the vav is a train connecting them, you could go learn directly from the one, let's say, three cars ahead, from the three parashas before, you can learn straight from Rish Chaydish. And Rish Chaydish could learn it from them, let's say, when there's no yediyah at all. And they all learn straight from Yom Kippurim when there's not a yediyah in the beginning, but there is a yediyah at the end. And so the Yom Kippur learns from them when there's no yediyah, le b'tchil v'b'saif. So there is no problem of laman mela laman, because they're all learning directly from the source. Because they're all connected. Now, that the Gemara asks, okay, Tainach called the Kasabe Visar, but that works only well for those parishes of the Seirim that are set over there, where it says the Visar, which we said the Vav connects it to all the other parishes mentioned with it. But at Saris v'Yom Kippurim d'le Kasabe Visar Menalam, regarding Shavuos and Yom Kippurim, where it doesn't say Visar, where do we know over there that they are going to have the same atonements as all the other ones, which we said it's only because we connected through Visar, and there it doesn't say the word Visar. So El Rav, the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yehina, a different source. Amr Kra, the Pasuk says, Mamidbrim, Eila Tasu L'Hashem B'Mayadeichem. It says, this is what you should do for your Mayadeichem, for your holidays, for your festive times. Which, Hukshu Kol Mayadim Kol Zalzeh. It says in the plural, B'Mayadeichem, where they're all being compared in this Pasuk as one entity, one unit, which teaches us that Rish Chaydish, Yom Kippurim, which the Sa'an Asa B'Chutz, and the Mayadim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot is all compared one to the other, which is all the atonements that each one has of Mikdash HaKadosh is going to work for all the other ones too. And that's Ramey's opinion. They all atone for all of them, not like the previous Hanoim, who said that each one will have its own unique thing and not for those of the other ones. Now, however, the Gemara asks, but Varesh Chedish La Mayru. Okay, so that works for all the other ones, for Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkot, Yom Kippurim, Shoshanim. But Resh Chedish is not a Mayid. So how do you learn it out that it's going to have the same halachas as all the other ones, which or that they'll learn from Rish Chaydish, from this pasuk b'mayadeichem, Rish Chaydish is not a yamtiv. Says the Gemara, Ivra, the truth is, Rish Chaydish nami ikri mayid. It is called mayid, which the word mayid comes from the word avad, of it's a meeting place. It is considered a mayid. Kedam Abai, like Abai said, where do we find Abai saying Rish Chaydish is a mayid? Because Kedam Abai says himself, this tiny stuff, chavtesim and aleph, he says, Tammuz dahi shaita. The month of Tammuz of that year, which is the second year that the Jewish people had left Egypt, which is when they had sent the spies on the 29th of Sivan to spy out the land of Eretz Yisrael, Meluyi Maluhu. They then made the month of Tammuz into a full month, into 30 days instead of 29 days. Now, because that was done, that's why the day the Miraculum came back after 40 days turned out to be on the 8th of Av, which it says in the Pasuk of Yivko Amba Lailahu, they cried that night, which that night was already the 9th of Av, they cried a crying for nothing, and therefore became for them a crying for generations, which we know as the terrible, tragic day as Tisha B'Av. Dichsiv, where it says in the Pasuk in Eicha, says Abaya, Kara Alai Mayid. Hashem says, it calls upon me a Mayid, which is because they added a Mayid, they added another day of Rish Chaydish, Lishba B'churi, the purpose was to break my chosen ones, which is with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem planned it out, that the Miraglim should come back and that the crying should be on the future day, which is going to be a real crying of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, we see that that's, how did that turn out to be like that? Because Karlai Mayid, they called it to be a Mayid by adding another day of Rish Chaydish instead of being the 29th day. Rather, the 30th day was the final day, which is 2 days Rish Chaydish, the 30th and then the first of the previous of the next month. Therefore, we see that Rish Chaydish is also called a Mayid, and therefore, again, they could all be learned out one from the other. Now, Amr B'Yechni qualifies that a Mayid Remei, but Remei agrees, although he says they all atone for what all of them atoned for, but Besar Nasa Befnim, regarding the Sar, the He-Goat, that's brought inside the Kachi Kachim, which we're always talking about these two Seirim, one which is brought outside, one that brought inside, Shu'einu Mechapa Kabarasan, where that Sar, that the Kohen Gadol does inside the Holiest of Holies once a year, that it does not atone all the other atonements. The Hein Ein Mechapim Kaparas, and they don't atone its atonement, which we described, Tzar Nasa Befnim, is for that which had Yedi B'Tchila, but no Yedi B'Saif, and that is Taila. That's the only thing atoned for by the Tzar Nasa Befnim. And also all those other ones, Rish Chaydish and Regal, they don't atone that atonement. As the Gemara explains, Hu Ein Mechapim Kaparas, the Tzar Nasa Befnim on Yom Kippur does not atone for all those other atonements, because Kapara Achas Mikab, as we established in the Brice in the previous stuff, it only atones one atonement, as it says in the Pasuk, Achas, once. The Ein Mechaber Shtei Kaparas, it does not have two atonements. So to Hein Ein Mechaber Kaparas, they don't atone its atonement, Because Amakra Achas Bashan, the Pasuk says, once a year, which teaches us Kaparazu, this atonement of having no Yedi B'tchila, but having Yedi B'tchila and no Yedi B'saif, Kaparazu Loitehe Al Achas Bashan is only going to be once a year. And that's because it says two times in the Pasuk, as we brought this on the Avches Mabez, in that pasuk Achas Bashana, says the Chippa Aaron al Karnois of Achas Bashana midam chatzis kippurim Achas Bashana ichaper. Where the beginning of the pasuk has the word Achas near Vechipur al Karnoisam, which we expound from there Vechipur Achas, that there's only going to be one atonement, which we'll learn out that it doesn't atone for anything else. The end of the pasuk has ichaper near to Bashana, which it says Achas Bashana ichaper, which tells us that there's no other carbon in the year that's going to atone this atonement. Rather, this is the only carbon that's going to have this atonement. Says the Gemara Tanam Hachi, similar in the Braisa, which teaches this idea of Reb Meir, which is like Reb Yochanan qualified, does not include Sar Nasa Bifnim. The Braisa says, Al She'im B'Yediyah Loi B'Tchila V'Loi B'Saif, which that's generally that of Rugalim, V'Al She'im B'Yediyah B'Tchila V'Yeshayah B'Diyah B'Saif, or when there's no Yediyah in the beginning, God didn't know that he was Tamei, or that this was the Mikdash, or this was Kodesh, but there was Yediyah B'Saif, which is classically that of the Sar HaNasa B'Chutz Yom Kippur, or V'Altar She'Ochel Es HaTamei, or for a pure person that eats the Tamei, which that's the atonement of that of Rish Chodesh, according to Reb Shimon, on that, says Reb Meir, Si'iri HaRagalim, so as he holds it, they all atone for all of them, so the Si'irim of the Amtaivim, and v'sirish chadashim, the sar v'rish chaydish, v'sar nasa b'chutz, mechaprin, they all atone for all of those things. The Reb Meir. Now, points out the Gemara, v'ilu sar nasa b'fnim shayra. Now, what's not mentioned over there, it does not say that also the sar nasa b'fnim atones for all those things, because as we said, it only atones for its own thing. Moreover, v'chaparasa nami shayra. It also doesn't mention the case of when there's yidi b'tchila and there's no yidi b'saif, in all these atonements that they atone for, because they also do not atone for what it atones for. So it alone atones for it, and also it doesn't atone for anything else. Then the Mishnah continued. Again, our Mishnah opening up the Mesachta. Harib Shimon, he would say, which we had quoted his opinion before in the Mishnah, he holds they're different. He holds that the Sar Rish Chadashim atones for, unlike the Tanakam Rabbi Yehuda, for a tar sh'achlas atomic, because Rabbi Yehuda held that actually the Sirah Golem and Sirah Shchadashim atone for the same thing. He says, no. Sirah Shchadashim is for a pure person that eats tamei. The Sar Nasa B'chutz is only atoning for that which is no Yediyah B'Tchila and there is a Yediyah B'Saif. And the Sirah Golem is only for when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Saif. So the Gemara asks, Bishlem the Rash Chadashim Lemechapi Ad HaRagolim, we could understand why the Sar Rish Chaydish does not atone for what the Sar HaRagolim atones for. Because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, by the Sar Rish Chodesh, says, Avain in the singular, which is Avain Echad Unaisei, it only carries one sin. Vein Unaisei Shnei Avain, does not carry two sins, so it could only atone for one, which is a Tar Shal Chasatame, and not for when there's no Yediyah B'Tchila or B'Saif. Ella, the Regalim Nechapar Ad Rish Chodeshim, but that of the Yom Tovim, should also atone for that of Rish Chodesh, because as we taught in the previous Dav, they are hukish zelazel. They compared one with the other. So if they compared, so why do we say that it's not going to atone for that of Rish Chodesh? So says the Gemara, Amakro, Aisa, because by that of Rish Chodesh it says it. Besides saying avoin, it says also a singular term, exclusionary term of it, which Aisa Naisi Avon. Only that of Rish Chodesh carries its sin of a Tarsha Achle Satani. But ve'ein acher noisei oven. But no other thing, including Sirah Golem, atones its sin of tar she'achlas hatamei. So the Gemara continues. Bishlam the regalim lemechaben adi Yom Kippurim. Understand why the sar of the Yom Tovim does not atone for that which the Yom Kippurim of the sar nasa b'chutz atones for, which is when there's no yidi b'tchila, but there is yidi b'saif. Because the amakra achas b'shana, the pasuk says by Yom Kippurim, it says once a year. Kaparazu loitei alachas b'shana, the atonement of Yom Kippurim is only once a year, so nothing else could atone for it. El Yom Kippurim nechapra the regalim, but that of the Yom Kippurim should atone for that of the Yom Tovim. And that says the Gemara, no, amakra achas. The pasuk says once by that of Yom Kippurim. Kapar achas mekaber, it itself only atones for one thing. Ve'ena mechaber shtei kaparas, it does not atone for two things, and therefore that of Yom Kippurim cannot atone for that of which the regalim atones for, which is when there's no yedi b'tchilo nor b'saif. But on that, as the Gemara, but v'ha'kik sev achas, what do you mean? What are you talking about? We're the three things we're discussing here are Sirish Chadashim, Sirah Golem, and Sirim Kippurim Hanasa B'chutz. Where does it say achas, once? That's Besar HaNas B'Fanimu D'Chsev. That says by the inner Sa'ar. That, regarding that, is what we said. Everyone agrees that it only atones for its own thing and nothing else atones for what it atones for. But why? How are we explaining why that of Yom Kippurim, which is the one HaNas B'Chutz, does not atone for that of Regalim, because it says Achas, it doesn't say that by the one HaNas B'Chutz, it says it by the one HaNas B'Fanim. And that says the Gemara, Amar Kras, because the Pasuk says, by the Sar HaNas B'Chitzin, the words the Pasuk uses when it's describing that Sar, the Higod, has to be brought outside, meaning in the Azara, not inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, it says, Milvad, as we continue to Midbeis, Chatas HaGipur makes. Besides the Chatas HaGipur, meaning the one that's brought inside, there's also, you have to bring the one that you bring outside. Which, outside doesn't mean out of the Beis HaMikdash, meaning out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, rather in the Azara. So it's comparing, it's saying it's besides, like as if they're compared, compare the outer one to the inner one, which just like the inner one is Achas Bashana, so to the outer one is also Achas Bashana, and therefore nothing could do what it does, and it can't do what anyone else does. Now the Mishnah continued. Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Eimer Mishmoy, Vechul, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda said the name of Reb Shimon, slightly different version how the Tanakama had quoted Reb Shimon. The first version had Reb Shimon as saying that each one only does what it does. The second version has it in Bechlal Masayimana, meaning in that categorical that, yet Rish Chodesh only does its own thing, but the Regalim does its thing and Rish Chodesh thing, but it doesn't do that in Yom Kippur. Then Yom Kippur does its own thing and the one of Regalim and the one of Rish Chodeshim. It's one inclusive over the other one. Now, that asked Gemara the same questions it had asked before, now in the reverse. Maishna de Rish Chodeshim, what's the difference the one of Rish Chodesh that we said, Dolei Mechaber Ad Regalim, that it does not atone for the one of the Amtaivim, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Avon, it says in the singular, which is Avon Echru Naisa, the one the Rish Chodesh said only carries one sin, Ve'in Naisa Shnevoinis, can't carry two sins, so it cannot atone for what that of the Amtaivim generally does. But then the question should be the other way too. The Regalim Nami Loi, meaning which this is the point that the second version of Reb Shimon, that of Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, which is not like the first version, on this point is what the Gemara's question is. They're called Nami Loi Nechapa the Rish Chodashim. Then that of the Amtaivim should also not atone for that of the Rish Chodesh, because the Amakras we said before the pasuk says Aisa by Rish Chodesh says it atones for Tashach Lasatame. Aisa Hu Naisi Oven. It atones for that sin. Ve'inachar Naisi Oven. Nothing else, including Regalim, could atone for the sin of Rish Chodashim. So how could you say that the Regalim atones for that of itself and Rish Chodashim? Says the Gemara Aisa Le Mashmalei. This version, that of Reb Shimon Yehuda, does not hold that drasha of Aisa. When it says Avain, it says it's only atoning for one sin. But it doesn't learn that the word Aisa is coming as an exclusionary term to tell you that it is the only thing that atones for it, but nothing else. So the Gemara continues asking, what's the difference by the Yom Tov, which we said, okay, they don't atone for what the Sar HaNas B'Chutz does, because the Amakra, the Pasuk says, Achas Bashana, once a year, which is Kapar Zulay Te'alach Bashana, because it says regarding that of Yom Kippurim, it's only once a year that this happens. Nothing else, including Regalim, can atone for what happens in Yom Kippurim. But Yachi, if that's the case, then the Yom Kippurim Nami Loi Nechapra the Regalim, then that of Yom Kippur should also not atone for that of the Yom Tovim. Because like we said, Achas, because if it says once, Kapara Achas Mekapar, like we said, it says two times in the Pasuk, one that nothing could be like it, and it can't be like anything else, which is only one thing it atones for. Ve'enem chabesh tekaparas, and does not atone for two different atonements. So why is Yom Kippur atone for that of Regalim? Says the Gemara, achas le mashmalei. He doesn't agree to the interpretation of achas excluding Yom Kippur from atoning something else, meaning for that of the Regalim. Says the Gemara, my why? Because dechik siv achas. Because where does it say achas? B'sar HaNas B'Fanim k'siv. It says that in the Sar HaNas B'Fanim. Regarding that, we're not comparing the chitzin to the pnim, and therefore, yeah, the pnim cannot atone for anything else. But the Sar HaNas B'Chutz could atone for something else, including that of the Regalim. So that is the Gemara. Well, then you have the question back again. Ihach, if that's the case, the Regalim nam in the Chapad Yom Kippurim. So then, if you're saying for regarding Achas, we don't compare the Sar HaNas B'Chutz to the Sar HaNas B'Fanim on Yom Kippurim, then let the Sar of Regalim atone for that in Yom Kippurim. Because like you said, the chiksev achas, when does it say achas? B'sar HaNas B'Fanim k'siv, it says it only by the Sar HaNas B'Fanim. So just like you're saying now, since achas doesn't apply Sar HaNas B'Chutz, you could learn that it atones for something else, so let something else atone for it too, which let the Regalim atone for that of Yom Kippur. So it says the Gemara, there's a difference. La'olam achas mashmalei. No, the truth is, he does agree to the interpretation of achas, which it does apply to the chitzin, and that's why we said that the Regalim cannot atone for it. But Vashani Hacha, here it's different. The Omar Kro, because the Pasuk says regarding this that we're saying that the Sarnas Bachutz could atone for two atonements, meaning this it could atone for the Sarnas Regalim, is because, as we'll shortly explain, it says here in this part of the Pasuk, V'chipa Aaron al Karnais of Achas Bashan, and Aaron atones for it on its corners once a year, which teaches us Karnais of the Mizbech HaPenimi is regarding the corners of the altar of the inner Mizbech. Well, that's where Hud Kapar Achas Mechaper Vein Mechabesh Te Kaparas. That's where you only have one atonement and not two atonements. HaVechitz and HaFilish Te Kaparas, but regarding the Sar HaNas Bachutz, which is brought on the outer Mizbech, there it could even atone for two atonements. And the explanation is as follows. As we mentioned before, it says there in the Pasuk, by Sar HaNas Bachutz, two times Achas Bashana. When it says in the end of the Pasuk, Achas, that's where we exclude from there that nothing else atones its atonement. And the reason, like we said, is because it has the word Yechaper near the word Bashana, which sounds like that only once a year could this have the atonement, but no other carbon throughout the rest of the year, let's say Regalim, that cannot atone for that atonement. Now, that sounds like that would also be applying to Sar HaNasa Bachutz, because as we said, this Pasuk is by the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. Because that's what the Pasuk is saying there. It says, Midam Chatzas Sekipurim Achas Bashan Yechaper, from the blood of the atonement Chatzas, which refers to the inner one. That's once a year that the atonement is going to be. Which that Chatzas Sekipurim refers to the power of the Kohen Gadol, and the Sar, which is for the Jewish people. Those two Karbanos are brought inside the Holiest of the Holies. Now, since it says it regarding the Sar HaNasa Befnim, so that we said, and since it says Malfad Chatzas Sekipurim, the Sar HaNasa Bachut is equated, is compared to the Sar HaNasa Befnim. So therefore we expound that same halacha regarding the Sar HaNasa Bachutz, that no other carbon including the Sar HaGalim atones for what the Sar HaNasa Bachutz atones for. But when it says in the beginning of the Pasuk, Achas, which is, that's from where we expound this other drasha, that it does not atone for what other things atone for. That does not get compared to and expounded on the Sar HaNasa Bachutz. Because that beginning of the Pasuk is not referring to the Sa'ir, it's talking regarding the Mizbeach. It says V'chipa Aaron al Karnoisav Shel Mizbeach HaPanimi Achas, that he's going to have the atonement on the corners of the inner Mizbeach. That inner Mizbeach could only have it sprayed on once a year. So therefore the Sar HaNasa Bachutz is not excluded from over here, because it does not get compared to the Mizbeach HaPanimi, it gets compared to the Sar HaNasa Bifnim. Sar HaNasa Bifnim and the Sar HaNasa Bachutz, they get equated. The drush of the Sar HaNasa Bifnim is that nothing else does what it does. So that's the same thing, Sar HaNasa Bachutz. Regarding that it only has one thing, that it doesn't do it for something else, it's said in the context of the Mizbeach HaNasa Bifnim. That is halacha, that it can't do anything else, that would be limited to the Sar HaNasa Bifnim, because it is limited to the Sar HaNasa, to Mizbeach HaNasa Bifnim. But the Sar HaNasa Bachutz, which is not done in Mizbeach HaPnimi, that's not limited to that Jerusha, and it's not compared to Mizbeach HaPnimi, it's compared to the Sar HaNasa Bifnim, and therefore it could atone for other things, including the Sar HaNasa Birgolim, and that explains this version of Reb Shimon Yehuda in Reb Shimon, why nothing else could atone for what it does, but the Sar HaNasa Bachutz could atone for the Sar HaNasa Birgolim, and regarding that of Rosh Chodesh. Now the Gemara introduces a new topic which relates back to the halacha of our Mishnah. Amar Ula Amar B'yechanan says, Temidin Shlei Hutzruchu Latzibur, regarding the daily sacrifice, the carbon tumah that's brought every single day, twice a day, once in the morning, once at night, which are not needed for the public anymore. Now the reason for this is because the carbon temidim are bought from the money of the Trumas HaLishko, which is that every Jewish person gives the Machzitz HaShekel, and they put it into a certain chamber, and then they separate three baskets full. That's called the Trumas HaLishka. So that from that money, they buy the carbon tumah that's brought twice a day, Tumah Shel Shachar and Tumah Shel Bein Lapayim. Now the Mishnah Erechin and Daf Yud Gimel Aleph teaches that there cannot be less than six checked and inspected unblemished animals that should be ready in the Lishka Shlomim, in the chamber of the sheep. So you always have to have six available on that day to use for the two that you need to buy. Now, the problem is when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, they wouldn't be makav anymore for the Kabbana Sibur, which includes the Karma Tamid, from the money of the Truma of last year. Because as the Gemara says in Maseches Rosh Chodesh Zayin Amud Aleph, it says Chodesh B'Chodesh, which you have to renew and bring the carbon from the new Truma. which starts anew on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it comes out every single year, you can have at least 4 sheep that are left over from the old money, which are not needed anymore, which was not sacrificed in the previous year, because you need to have 6 available, and then you take 2 of them for the new year, but then you have 4 automatically that are left over. So what do you do with those remaining ones? Says Rabbi Yechanan, niftin tamimim. They could be redeemed in an unblemished state to then validate them, which, since they're unblemished, that they could be then repurchased for this year. The way you do that is because you deconsecrate them by using unconsecrated money to exchange for the sanctity of the animal. Then those monies which now have the sanctity of the previous year's truma goes to what the old year's truma goes for, which, as the Gemara explains himself, the Mishnah explains himself to the Shkolim, that they would use the old money of the old truma to make these golden sheets, which would be used to plate the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Now, once the animals now are deconsecrated, because the money now took the sanctity, then they would go ahead and take the money of the new truma from this year and use it to buy these animals, and then use these animals to sacrifice for this year's Korbanos Tzibur. Now, this is chiddush, a novelty, because although regarding an animal that's kodshim owned by an individual, the halacha is it cannot be mechul, it cannot be deconsecrated without having a blemish. As the Gemara says in Masechet Menachos, Daf Kof Aleph Amud Aleph, like it says, v'imkol behem etmei, which the Gemara there says, it's talking about unblemished animal that can become redeemed. In contrast, here where these animals are owned by the tzibur, by the public, they can be redeemed even in an unblemished state, which as the Gemara later on is going to explain the reason for that. Now, however, without this middle state of, as we said, that you deconsecrate it onto money, then thus turning the animals into chulin, it wouldn't be possible to redeem them straight from the new year's truma, because hektish cannot be meschal on hektish. You cannot deconsecrate the old hektish on straight directly onto new hektish. Now, as Rashi points out, the reason why we bring this halacha of Rabbi Yechon over here is because later on the next daf, the Gemara is going to ask on this halacha from our Mishnah. But that's the teaching of Ulin name of Rabbi Yechon. Says the Gemara, Yosef Rabbah v'kamal al hoshmaita. So Rabbah was sitting. He was saying over this teaching of Ulin name of Rabbi Yechon, again, that the Tamidim that they don't need from last year, they could redeem them even in an unblemished state. Amalei Rav Chizr heard this teaching of Rabbah, and he said to him, Man tzayis lach ul Rabbi Yechon Rabbah. Who's going to listen to you and to your Rebbe, Rabbi Yechon, that you're saying over from? How can you say such a teaching? But the sanctity that's in those animals, which is a kedusha saguf, these animals were already consecrated to be karbonis tzibur, which the halacha is we know that they cannot be redeemed, they cannot be deconsecrated without a blemish. Where did that sanctity go? How could you go ahead and then say you mechal it onto money, then you use the money, new monies to rebuy it? What do you mean? The animals still have the sanctity. You cannot deconsecrate it in an unblemished state. That Amalei, Rabbi said to Rav Chizda, what do you mean? Atlei Tisbur, you don't agree, you don't understand regarding elements of public funds, as we're talking about, a public kabbanis, that we don't say, which was the premise of Yechon Zalacha, that we don't say, where did its sanctity go to say that you needed to be blemished? To the contrary, regarding a carbon tzibur, where the chil is for the purposes of rectifying it, as in this case, because what are we going to do with it? You don't agree that we don't say where does its sanctity go? But says Rabbah Rav Chizda Vatnam, we learn the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim that says, Meiser HaKetiris, the leftover Ketiris, the incense, which is left over every single year from the old Truma, which was used to buy the Ketiris of last year, Mahaya Eisenba, says the Mishnah Masechta Shkolim, what would they do with it to prepare it to be used in the new year? Because there is no year that there is not going to be at least leftover of Keteris of at least 3 extra manim, which are portions of the Keteris, which were already pounded every single year, and we had to have a certain amount so that the Kohen Gadol and Kippurim could fill up his 2 fistfuls. And it's not possible that all that extra amount, which is automatic every year, that it should fit into his fistfuls, as the Brisa teaches in Masechtas Kriyas Vav Amud Beis, that actually once every 60 or 70 years, half of the necessary keteris was from the leftovers from the previous years. So what do they do every single year? You can't use last year's stuff, you got to buy from the new truma, yet we have all this leftover keteris. Says the Mishnah in Shkolim, so Mafrishim Yemen, what they would do is, they would separate from the new truma Salishka, they would separate Schar Ho'umnin, the payment for the craftsmen, which are the craftsmen of the base of Tinas, which is a certain family, who they would pound and make the Keteris, as the Gemara says, Mesechtes Yumin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, they would take every single year 12 manim as their pay for working on the Keteris. U'mechalan oisa al mois u'umnen. Then what they would do is, they would do as follows. They would award this money to the craftsmen through one of the treasurers of the Hekdash. Then that would become chulin, because it was now used to pay the craftsmen. Then they would go ahead, and now the chulin money, which is owned by the Beis Avtinas, they would use to be mechal the old keteris on that money. Then v'noisn oisa lo'umnin b'scharin. Then, now that since the money has the sanctity and the old keteris now is chulin, then they would go ahead and give that as payment, the old keteris, to the Beis Avtinas, which is now chayil. And then they would go ahead and buy from the Beis Avtinas, who now has last his keteris, which is now chulin by them, the gizbarim would now take the new truma and buy it from them, which thus would re-sanctify it now as this year's new truma. Which, as Rashi points out, that's the more appropriate way of doing it, which is more modest, not to go ahead and sell it, which would that be another way of doing the same thing, instead of like paying them and taking what they paid them and deconsecrating and then buying back from them. Because if we had to sell it and buy it back, that would be more degrading for that of Keteris. This is more discreet. So that's the more appropriate way. That's what the Mishnah says. That's how we do it for the leftover Keteris of the previous year. Says Rabbi Trav Chizda, but vamai, but why? Based on your logic, name a kedusha shebehem leichen halcha. We should say that where does the sanctity of the physical sanctity of the Keteris from last year, where does it go? Now, the reason for Rabbi's question is because the assumption is that the machteshes, the mortar where it was pounded, the Keteris was a kli sharis, was a service vessel of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, since it was sanctified in a kli, so the Keteris gets a kedusha seguf, gets a physical sanctity. And regard to something that's owned by an individual, that when it's sanctified in a kli, it cannot be redeemed. And based on you, that you're not differentiating between tzibah and yachid, so how does the Mishnah Masechta Shkalim say that you go ahead and you redeem it in its regular status, in its regular state, but where does its previous kedusha go? Obviously, like Rabbi Yechonah says, that you don't say that regarding milah de tzibah. To which Amalei of Chizah said to Rabbah, Keteris ka'amrit, you're responding back to me from Keteris? No, Shani Keteris. Keteris is different. There's a Ketin Tabi Yud Aleph and Aleph. The Kedush is Damim Hu. It only has a monetary sanctity. And the reason for that is because it was bought, the reason why it has monetary sanctity, because the Keteris itself was bought from the Truma Salishka of the previous year. But it was never sanctified in a Kli to become sanctified with a physical sanctity, because the Machtesh is the mortar where it was grinded in, is not a Kli Sharis. So therefore, so far in this Gemara's discussion, Rav Chizda's question still stands, where he asked on Rabbah regarding this teaching of Rabbi Yechonon, Kedusha Shemen Leichon Halcha, how could you be Paider, a Kabin Tzibur, in a Tumim state, but it still has a physical sanctity? Which Rabbi tried answering and showing that we do differentiate, and we say that regarding that of the Tzibur, we don't say Kedusha ben Leichon Halcha from Keteris, which Rav Chizda responded, no, it's not true. Keteris doesn't have a physical sanctity, so of course, just monetary sanctity, you could redeem it in its natural state. But regarding a carbon Tzibur, which has physical sanctity, that, says Rav Chizda, he disagrees. How can you say that you could be put in the Tum state if it has a physical sanctity? Where does this Kedusha go? How could you go ahead and deconsecrate it? It needs to be blemished first, just like we find by a carbon Yachad.